Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday morning, Tuesday, December the 26th, 2023, the day after Christmas. How about that? 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Friday afternoon, I got a very nice Christmas card from Jeannie Evers, and I certainly do appreciate that, and a couple of nice Grinch items, because I love the Grinch. Some people don't. I do. I've got a big collection of Grinch items, a Grinch train on my table, Grinch ornaments on my tree, I've got a Grinch snow globe, all kinds of stuff that I've picked up over the years, Grinch books. And a couple of very nice items. So I certainly didn't expect that, and I certainly appreciated that. So I wanted to thank Jeannie for that, for certainly being in the Christmas spirit. That was very, very, very nice. And I hope she had a wonderful holiday with her family. And that's very nice. Now, you know something? I'll tell you, I was thinking about this during the break. I think one of the reasons this holiday, even though it was incredibly busy, for some reason, was fun, was last year, for whatever reason, and I don't know the reason for this, to be honest with you, on the whole, maybe it was the weather, on right before Christmas Eve. I was not very busy at all during the Christmas season last year. Aside from the fruitcake toss and the office Christmas party, you know, I really did not do too many events last year. I didn't have a lot of get-togethers. I didn't do very... I don't know why that was. It was a weird year. And this year was nothing but events, nothing but busy, nothing but being out and starting new traditions, like going over to Carrington's on Christmas Eve morning for the big breakfast. So I think that that's fun. And I think that I think that's what really makes the holiday. So, you know, I think that's the big difference between last year and this year. Now, I also want to say this, because I try to be honest on this show. If I'm nothing else, heaven forbid I want to be honest. And one of the interesting things to me is a lot of people post pictures on Christmas because families get together that normally do not get together every day of the year. And it's always interesting for me. I don't go out looking for people's pictures, but, you know, they pop up in your news feed. And it's always interesting on Christmas night to see people who maybe you haven't seen for a while and see what they look like now. And some of them look very good. And some of them look a little different than maybe how you remember they used to look. So that's always kind of fun to catch up. And listen, I'm sure people say the same thing about me. Well, he's looking a little rough this year. Well, maybe he's looking a little good. I don't, you know, who knows? But it is always interesting to see the pictures and how people look. And I don't know. I guess that's why they're there. I guess people want you to see them or else they wouldn't put them up. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything to say? Big interview on Thursday morning with Mayor Schertzer. What's going to happen down at City Hall? Are those pay raises going to be vetoed? Or is everything going to go through? Were things done improperly last Tuesday night when the pay raises were voted on? I don't know. That's over my head. Above my pay grade, as they say. 740-751-4038. What's going to happen on Tuesday? Or Thursday, with what happened last Tuesday. Okay, our Family Feud question here. Name a popular New Year's resolution. The only one we have so far is lose weight. Number one was lose weight. There are still three others to go. Does anybody know what the three other answers are? Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, number one. Three others to go. Who's got the other three? Apparently, the only resolution we know about is lose weight. Does anybody have any other idea what a New Year's resolution on this list might be? Boy, oh boy, I hope somebody does. Go ahead, caller.
Quit smoking.
You know, that's number two. Now, have you ever done that one?
Yep, that's how... Sorry, I have a piece of candy in my mouth. That's how I quit smoking, was on a New Year's resolution about 13 years ago.
Now, how'd you quit?
Cold turkey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how hard was it?
I have a... I got, like, a really competitive edge, and it was a trifecta of friendship. Me and two other girls, and we all smoked, and we were all going to quit together on a New Year's resolution. And some guy popped off at the mouth and said, "Sarah, quit. That'll be the day." And I thought, "I'll quit just to spite you, old man." And quit I did.
And you did. 13 years ago.
Yep. And one thing that is encouraging to me about the cigarettes is, unlike certain parts of your body that once you kill them with alcohol, like cirrhosis, for instance, that's just dead and you don't get it back, your lungs actually will repair themselves.
Now, how long did you notice it for your lungs to feel better?
Oh, no. Probably, it was such a so gradual, I never really had a problem with being short of breath or coughing nasty stuff up. My thing was, like, I despised how expensive cigarettes were, and I always sort of knew that, like, it makes your hair and clothes stink.
But you got... So the real reason for quitting was just a New Year's resolution challenge?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm not stupid. I knew it wasn't good for me, so I thought it would be better to quit before... You know, I always think, like, when people find out they have cancer and then try to quit, I mean, the horse has done got out the barn. I wanted to quit while I was young. That way I had a fighting chance of maybe not getting cancer in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. I think it's a strong one for a lot of people, though. Some people just cannot quit, though they may try.
Well, and the thing of it is like, when I put the cigarettes down, 1 minute you're a smoker, then when you quit smoking, you're not a smoker. You either are or you aren't. With the weight loss, it's hard because you still have to eat what you still have to eat. You know, you can't just quit eating. So it's harder to alter something you're addicted to rather than to just quit.
I'll tell you, this is going to sound awful, and I know people will take it awful, but since I'm not saying any names, I really don't think it's all that awful. But when I was talking a second ago about, you know, seeing people's pictures who you normally don't see because families take pictures on holidays, that's mm-hmm. one of the biggest things that I see in people who I haven't seen in a while, is it looks like they've gained some weight. That's the normal thing that sticks out, only because that's very noticeable, is when somebody gains weight. And, you know, I don't know if that's a holiday thing. Maybe that's why people want to lose weight. I don't know. It's just, you notice that in a lot of people. It's not, you know, if they're happy with it, God bless them, but that's what you notice.
Yeah.
So hopefully people, if they do want to lose weight for the new year, can do that.
Well, it's definitely easier said than done.
That's for sure. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open again. Yes, stop smoking is number two on the list. That was a big one for a lot of people for a lot of years. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, stop smoking, two left to go. 740-751-4038. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with gaining weight. Heaven knows I probably gained 50 pounds just the last 3 days. There was food everywhere I went. From the breakfast to the Christmas Eve party to the to the Christmas Day festivities, there were cookies and brownies and, oh, sandwiches and macaroni and cheese and potato chips and dip and casseroles and, oh, geez, just food everywhere. I don't. Oh, and we ate leg lamp cookies on Christmas Eve morning, watching A Christmas Story. So I thought that was an interesting touch. We had the leg lamp cookies that we I guess Carrington would have bought the cookie cutter when we were up in Cleveland at the Christmas Story house. So I thought that was a nice touch. All right. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, number one. By far, 86 people say lose weight. Stop smoking, number two. 6 people said stop smoking. But there are 2 other answers on the list. Does anybody know what the 2 other answers are? Name a popular New Year's resolution. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Start walking or exercise?
Exercise, number 3 on the list. How was your holiday?
Oh, good.
Did it blow right by?
Yeah, now I was thinking since today's going to, well, until it rains, it's supposed to be warmer at least today than the rest of the week. Maybe I'll take my lights down outside.
You know, it was some kind of a holiday with the 50-degree temperatures. That was something.
I know. We took the little remote control cars out and played in the driveway.
Oh, that's very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Well, you have a good new year.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Name a popular New Year's resolution. Yes, exercise is number 3 on the list. I guess that's how you get to losing weight. Exercise, number 3. Number 1, lose weight. Number 2, stop smoking. Number 3, exercise, and we've got number 4 on the list. 740-751-4038. Can anybody come up with another New Year's resolution? This is the category that we're in right now. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, number 1. 86 people said lose weight. Stop smoking, number 2. 6 people said stop smoking. Exercise, number 3. 6 people said exercise. What is number 4? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Now, I think we obviously have the 3 that are the most popular. People talk about getting a gym membership and all that sort of thing. People do stop smoking. People do try to lose weight. But there is one on the list that I have heard people make from year to year, but probably not as popular as the other ones. Does anybody know what the final answer is here on this particular list? Name a popular New Year's resolution. It's number 4 on the list, so it is the last one. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Lose weight, number 1. Stop smoking, number 2. Exercise, number 3. And number 4 is still on our list. What is number 4? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a popular New Year's resolution. 29 minutes past the hour. Well, I think we've rolled on one here that is a stumper. A lot of people make a lot of New Year's resolutions, but you know, the same ones keep coming back year after year after year. But this fourth one, apparently a very difficult one, this morning. Name a popular New Year's resolution. What is that fourth one? Does anybody have any kind of a guess? 740-751-4038. Well, think to yourself, if you were making a New Year's resolution, and I don't know how many people still do this, but if you were still doing that, what would you make? What would your New Year's resolution be? Once you lose the weight, once you stop smoking, once you start exercising, what would that fourth answer be? What would that fourth thing you would do be? It certainly is all about changing. That's for sure. All right. Waiting for a guess here this morning. We got through the first three rather easy, but the fourth one, definitely eluding us here today. 740-751-4038. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight number one. Stop smoking number two. Exercise number three. Go ahead, caller.
Well, if you lose weight, then you'll need to buy some new clothes.
You know, no new clothes on the list, but a good guess.
Okay, bye-bye.
No new clothes on the list here. But if you did lose the weight, you would have to buy new clothes. Not on our particular list. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, stop smoking, exercising, one answer left. What smart person out there is going to come in with this fourth answer and bail us all out here this morning? You know, the fourth one, I guess, is kind of different from the other three. Not horrible. Not horribly different. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Does anybody know what New Year's resolution we are missing here this morning? You know, I'll tell you this. It is interesting. On Christmas Eve, we were having a big conversation about people losing weight. And I don't know if losing weight can be the goal. I think that always kind of goes downhill, in a way. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's say be a better person. More tolerant.
You know, a lot of people need to make that resolution, but it's not on the list. Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, I did.
Good, good. I'm glad everything turned out good.
Did you get my card?
You know, I never did. I did check on Friday. It was not down in the mailbox.
Because the ones I sent to the southern part, one got there because I sent them Tuesday night. One got his Thursday. One got hers Friday. And I didn't hear if you got yours.
No,
I put it in the drop box. Huh.
Yeah, I never did. I got all the other cards. I sent them out on Saturday. But no, it never did show up.
You know, I put that Tuesday, I think it was before 3 or so in that drop. You know, I didn't go to the post office. It was busy. So I just put it in that drop box there.
The drop box at the...
post office.
Oh, at the post office? Maybe they didn't check that right away. Maybe that's the reason.
No, because you should have got yours before the ones down around Oak Hill, Jackson, and they got theirs Thursday and Friday. So you should at least got yours Tuesday, at least Thursday.
Yeah, we got Christmas cards last week at the studio because I know we got a couple on Friday. So I know that they were getting there.
And I put your new address. So.
Yeah, hopefully it shows up. I hope it pops up. Maybe it'll be there this week when we go in.
Well, it hasn't been returned to me because I just went out and got the mail the other day. So it wasn't out there. So, yeah, I'm curious to find out why that.
Yeah, I hope it shows up. Maybe it's just a technical difficulty or something.
Well, maybe some of the mail, some places, you know, got misplaced. I don't know, but that's weird. Because I put several in, and they all got it, but you, so.
Yeah, because we definitely got the Christmas cards. I think all of the Christmas cards came to the studio, so I know we were getting mail there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, because I even put, I had your new address. Well, that is weird.
Hopefully it shows
up. In that box.
Who knows? Hopefully it shows up.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, stop smoking, exercise. Those are the answers we have right now. One left to go. 740-751-4038. What is the final answer? Does anybody know? We'd love to hear. 740-751-4038. I know this is a tough one because the easy ones have been taken at this point. There's always one that's a little more difficult than the others. Name a popular New Year's resolution. 86 people said lose weight. 6 people said stop smoking. 6 people said exercise. Go ahead, caller.
What about take care of your health?
No health. No, good one, though. Nothing to do with the health in this fourth answer. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, stop smoking, exercise. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about get a new job?
Get a new job. That is it. Number 4 on the list. Do you think a lot of people do that in January, get a new job, now that Christmas is over?
Well, they think about it.
I think that's a very difficult one, though. You know, you got all those Christmas bills piling up. It's cold and dark in January. I don't know if a lot of people actually go out and get a new job.
Well, that's like losing weight. They kind of wait till the first of the year and, you know, think about doing it. They think about it but
don't always succeed.
Nope.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, those are the 4 answers. Name a popular New Year's resolution. We've got lose weight, stop smoking, exercise, and get a new job. All right, let's move on to a new category here, 38 minutes past the hour. Name something people do at exactly midnight on January 1st. Well, these are all very well-known things. Let's put it that way. Name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. Something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. 740-751-4038. New Year's Eve coming up Sunday. New Year's Day on Monday. We're very close to 2024. Name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. We've got 4 answers here. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
You kiss somebody.
Kiss, number 1 on the list. How was your holiday?
Wet.
Wet, yes.
Yesterday was wonderful for yard work, Scott. It was low 60s, overcast, so no sun to destroy my delicious skin. Of course, I wasn't really doing anything. And so I went and raked a whole large amount of leaves.
Now, in the winter, do you still put the stuff on the skin?
Actually, the sun is closer to the earth during the winter. It's very important, if not more important. People underestimate the sun damage that can be done this time of the year. My delicious skin.
Yes, you have to be careful, that's for sure.
And so I went great. I got more answers, but someone else provide one.
Well, I'm glad you had a good holiday.
Not bad. I mean, I'm still living. Still as fabulous as ever.
Well, that's good.
Obviously, I still listen to the show. That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Well, we've always got to have that. You know, that's my new...
How was the shindig at Carrington's house?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I talked about it in hour number one this morning. It was great. It was very formal and very fun and a good conversation. Everybody had a great time.
Very formal, like you had to wear a tuxedo?
Well, no, you didn't have to wear a tuxedo, but there were special plates and special cups and goblets and cloth napkins that were wrapped up with Christmas decoration. It was just very, very, very formal.
Good conversation. Sounds like a whale of a time.
It was. It was a lot of fun. I think everybody had a lot of fun who was there that morning.
Are you going to be kissing somebody at New Year's at midnight on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day?
Well, I don't know. It's possible, I guess.
No. We don't want to know if and of course and of course
no. No. Nobody from the past. You know, we've got to you move on to the future.
Okay. Well, have a lovely day.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. Okay, kiss is number one. 82 people said kiss. I guess that's the big one in this category. But there are three other answers. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Make noise.
Horns, noisemakers, number four on the list. You got it.
Shooting the gun.
No gun on the list.
No, I meant it was a noise.
Oh, yeah, I guess
people at midnight shoot off a gun.
Some people do shoot off a gun. I don't know what that's all about. Hopefully they shoot it in the air, I guess, is the best thing we can hope for.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you know, people do make a lot of noise. They blow the horns and the noisemakers and shoot off the guns and do their thing, I guess. Name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. This is the question here today. Do we have the answers? Go ahead, caller.
Drink a toast.
Toast, yep, number three on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Toast is number three on the list. And not like bread toast, a whole other type of toast that is done. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, drink.
Drink,
my
yep.
My favorite.
We got toast.
Okay.
Toast is already on the list here today. Something people do at midnight on January the 1st. Go ahead, caller.
Well, here's an Adam answer, Scott, and this one is consistent with the change in the legal aspect of this activity, but I would say take a bong hit.
Now, take a bong hit?
It's legal, so do it.
But no, now where is that a normal holiday? I've never been.
It was illegal. And, our police chief and sheriff, they listen. We respect law enforcement, but it's legal. Do it.
So is that what you'll be doing this New Year's Eve, taking a bong hit?
Lee probably does. So, you know, Lee, if you're listening.
Now, hold on. I'm asking. Now, wait a second. You asked me a question earlier. Now I'm asking you one. Are you going to take a bong hit on New Year's Eve?
You know, I'm speaking for Lee because he's such a good listener. He might be.
Well, I don't know. I did not know that was a popular New Year's Eve thing to do.
Well, it's new because it's now legal in Ohio. So now that it's legal, do it.
It's not on the list, oddly enough. But,
you'll be the monkey, so then you'll be hungry. You can go run to White Castle or something. support the local economy.
What a way to ring in 2024.
That's a trendy answer, Scott. So maybe they survey people where it's not legal.
Well, maybe this is left over from times. You know, it's only been legal for what, 20-something days now?
Yeah, well, I mean, in other states or for medical purposes, but recreational. Okay, well, I gave an answer, not one that suggests people break the law or do it. And it's not really dangerous if you're at home. You're not going to be driving around or anything. Do it and go make some brownies or something.
We shall see what happens.
No, take a bong hit on the list. Well, imagine that wouldn't be there. Name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. Kiss is number one. Toast is number three. Make noise, blow horns, noisemaker, number four on the list. What is number two? Two is the answer we're looking for with 15 minutes left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. All right. Let's see what we've got coming here now.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say they party, dance, or sing, something like that.
They did. Not on the list, but how do you feel about take a bong hit?
What is it?
Adam said take a bong hit. I guess doing the marijuana.
Oh, gosh. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I didn't know what he was talking about.
I didn't know that was a New Year's tradition.
Didn't either.
No, but you never know, I guess.
So singing isn't one, like singing, dancing?
No singing or dancing, no.
Oh, I thought they always sing in the New Year, okay.
Yeah, old Anxine.
Yeah.
Name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. Oh, mercy. What can you say?
Go ahead, caller.
Watch the ball drop?
No watching the ball drop, but a good guess.
Okay.
No watching the ball drop, but certainly not a bad guess here this morning. Name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. 82 people said kiss. That was number one. Toast was number three. Noise, blow noise, and...
Go ahead, caller.
Sleep is what I've got planned.
No sleep. How do you feel about hitting the bong?
Up with hope, down with dope.
There you go. Thanks.
All right. Name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. Kiss, by far, number one. 82 people. Toast, number three. Blow horns and noisemakers.
Go ahead, caller.
Turn the volume down. Sorry, I told Alexa to turn it up instead of down. No, my answer is a cerebral one, Scott. Tear the calendar page off to change December back to January.
It's not there, and unfortunately, your bong answer is not going over very well.
Well, I thought that was a great answer, a trendy answer. Lee, call in. Support me. I mean, I'm sure it's something he might do on the midnight.
Now, that's horrible
it's
you put
legal.
That
on. I'm not telling anybody to break the law, do anything dangerous. And then you support the local economy and go walk to White Castle. Walk, don't drive to White Castle or somewhere. And satisfy your munchies.
Well, unfortunately, no calendar pages and no hitting the bong at this point.
Okay, well, I'm out of cerebral answers, but I'll think of something. Have a nice day.
All right. Name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. My Lord. Kiss is number one. Toast is number three. Blow horns and noisemakers. That's number four on the list. What is number two? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Don't they turn on the TV to watch the ball drop?
They do. It's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
Okay.
No ball drop on the list here. What do people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st? Coming up Friday night, or Saturday night, Sunday night, excuse me, I'm a couple days off. Saturday night into Sunday. Name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. Kiss is number one. Toast is number three. Blow horns and noisemakers, number four. What's number two? 740-751-4038. All right. Let's see here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
They go to bed.
No going to bed. Good guess.
No going to bed on the list. You know, it can be kind of an anticlimactic night when you think about it.
Go ahead, caller.
What about dance?
No dancing. Good guess.
No dancing, but not a bad guess. Name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st. Kiss, toast, blow horns and noisemakers. One answer left. What is it? It's number two on the list of four. 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour here. This day after Christmas, 2023. Over 50 degrees outside right now. How about that? Don't forget, Mayor Schertzer coming up on Thursday, 9:15 to 10 a.m. How's that all going to shake out with everything going on in the city at this point? Name something people do at exactly midnight on January the 1st.
Go ahead, caller.
They laugh or cry, depending.
Yeah, I know. Depending on how the night has went. No laughing or crying.
Is it something they do or something they, like, drink or eat?
No, this is something they do.
Oh, okay.
Something they do. Name something people do at exactly midnight on January 1st. Now, remember, exactly at midnight. So you do it right when the clock strikes midnight. What would that be?
Go ahead, caller.
This is a lame and boring answer, Scott. I'm not sure if someone already said this, but just yell Happy New Year.
That is an answer. Shout Happy New Year.
That's it. That was... Bong hit is not there, but happy
bong
New
hit
Year is number two.
Now, see,
I swear I'm going to stick to lame answers. Nothing interesting or cerebral. I mean, turn the calendar page is another good one.
Well, see, but here's why I think turn the calendar page would not be, because this is named something you do at exactly midnight. Now, why
so
at exactly midnight?
Because the month has changed, as has the year. And in 2000, it was the millennium and the decade and everything else.
Yeah, but do you have to do that at exactly midnight? Tear the calendar page off?
I would say, with my science background, as precise as I am, you know, chemistry majors measure things to the nearest nanometer and nanoliter. I would.
So is that what you'll be doing on New Year's Eve, tearing the calendar page off?
What I did on 1100, I looked at my phone to see if it would actually change the date without blowing up because of all the Y2K stuff, and sure enough, nothing.
Nothing.
It just went to 1100. It was pretty cool.
So how do you feel about 1124?
Well, I have a tremendously juicy milestone birthday, and so that'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, but now, have you made a New Year's resolution?
To be as fabulous, as sexy, as articulate, and in general, as wonderful as possible. If it's possible to be any wonderfuler than I already am.
Well, what about modesty? How do you feel about modesty for the New Year?
Modesty's good.
So we're not going to make that New Year's resolution.
Well, I mean, you can do fabulous things and still be modest. They're cross compatible.
Well, let's see how you do in the next category. We'll get rolling here.
I mean, you had a resolution to get Geraldo on, and sure enough, you did it.
And I did. Yeah. Eve. Well, see, I set achievable goals.
Well, I say Chucky baby. That's your resolution for 24. Get him on.
Well, see, he's not all that interesting to me.
I think he'd be fascinating. You don't think Chucky baby would be interesting?
You know, I really don't know what he would say. I mean, he's not going to give any secrets on his mother, and I certainly don't think he's going to talk about his kids. So what would you talk to him about? You know, how's the monarchy going?
I just hear the accent. Americans are obsessed with the accent, so just do that.
Some are. It's interesting.
You don't really have a lot of people on with British accents, do you? I can't think of anybody who's been on that's had a British accent. I mean, I'm sure you have.
I think Norman Lloyd had one. But, I don't know. Not a whole lot, no. Did we lose Adam? I think we might have lost him. Okay, here's the next category. We can rip this off in 5 minutes. Till what time do New Year's parties traditionally run? Till what time do New Year's Eve parties traditionally run? So we need times here with the final 5 minutes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What time do New Year's Eve parties traditionally run? We've got four big answers here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What time do New Year's Eve parties traditionally run? Well, we've got some interesting times here. You know, these all seem about right, to be honest. New Year's Eve, an interesting time. Some people like to stay home. Some people like to go out and party. One of those things. Go ahead, caller.
2 a.m.
2 a.m. is number one on the list. You got it. 2 a.m. number one on the list here today. Still three answers to go. Who's got them? Till what time do New Year's Eve parties traditionally run? Three other answers. 740-751-4038. Till what time do New Year's Eve parties traditionally run? With less than 3 minutes left to go. 2 a.m., number one on the list. What are the other three answers? How long do those New Year's Eve parties actually go? Some people go to the big parties. Some people stay home. Maybe have a little party at their house with their family. That's become very popular in the last few years. I guess do what makes you happy. How late do these New Year's Eve parties run? Go ahead, caller.
Let's say 3 a.m.
3 a.m. is number three on the list. 3 a.m. number three on the list here today. So we've got number one, that's 2 a.m. 3 a.m. is number three on the list. Still two answers left to go and 2 minutes left to go in this day after Christmas broadcast 2023. 740-751-4038. Till what time do New Year's Eve parties traditionally run? 2 a.m. number one. 3 a.m. number three. Still two other answers on the list. What are they? 90 seconds left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Till what time do New Year's Eve parties traditionally go? Go ahead, caller.
Let's say 1 a.m.
1 a.m. is number two. One answer left. 1 minute, one answer. Till what time do New Year's Eve parties traditionally run? 2 a.m., 1 a.m.,
3 a.m. And our final answer, are we going to get it? 740-751-4038. I don't think we're going to get it. We're down to 30 seconds here. Till what time do New Year's Eve parties traditionally run? Only about 20 seconds left to go. 2 a.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m., and one answer, 15 seconds. I don't think we're going to get it here today. All right, well, I hope you had a great day after Christmas. I hope you rest up, come back with us tomorrow, and we'll continue with more interesting programming. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it.